Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Jesus went into the temple of God. Went into what? The what? How many know today God does not dwell in temples made with men's hands? I don't care how big and fine the building is. God don't just live in buildings. He lives in us. We are the temple. We are the temple of the Most High God. He cast out them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. See, they literally did. They had livestock and birds and their smell and their filth. And not only that, they had greedy people in there. Greedy people, swindlers, liars, deceivers in the house of the Lord. Well, it ought to aggravate you too. Or to upset you too. And I mean, he did not just sit there and idly by. He got up. He threw the tables over. He drove them out. He had a whip, you know. And he said, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer. You've made it a den of thieves. Verse 14. And means he's not through. Means it goes with what he just said. And the blind and the lame came to him where? Where? In the temple. And what happened? And he healed them. This is prophetic. Showing that the house, the building, is not going to be the temple of God. It's going to be people's bodies. Do you suppose Jesus still believes in getting the temple cleansed? Are our bodies part of this temple? Contrary to popular opinion, they are. They are. And he demonstrated it by healing people's bodies in connection with cleansing the temple. Can you see that? We are convinced it's God's will for all of us, all of our bodies to be healed. Because our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Does God want sickness in his house? Why would he? Why would he? He doesn't. Go to, did you lose your place in Leviticus? I should have told you to keep your place. Go back to Leviticus then. 21, and you're going to need it again later on. So just hold on to it for a bit. Leviticus 21. Let's go on to reason number 28. Reason number 28 in Leviticus 21. You see a recurring theme in this, and yet you see different areas of it manifested. It's why it warrants a separate reason. 21 and 17. Well, verse 16. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron, saying, whosoever he be of your seed. Now, let's stop right there. Who was Aaron? He was the high priest. Well, his descendants would be of the family of the priest. His family were the family of the priests. So this is talking about priests. Whoever he be of your seed in their generations that hath a blemish, let him not approach to offer the bread of his God. For whatsoever man he be that has a blemish, he shall not approach. A blind man or a lame or he that has a flat nose or anything superfluous. These are talking about deformities. Or a man that is broken-footed, or broken-handed, or crook-backed, or a dwarf, or he that has a blemish in his eye, or be scurvy, or scabbed, or hath his stones broken. No man that has a blemish of the seed of Aaron the priest shall come near to offer the offerings of the Lord made by fire. He has a blemish. He shall not come near to offer the bread of his God. Verse 23, he shall not go in unto the veil, nor come near unto the altar, because he has a blemish, that he profane not my sanctuaries, for I, the Lord, do sanctify them. Under the Levitical order of priesthood, A blemish, a disease, a deformity would disqualify you from the priesthood. You could not go into the holy place. He said, lest you profane my holy place. Now, some people would think that's unfair. Because think about some of these things. Being a dwarf. Flat nose, superfluous. That's deformity. Things like this people are born with. Some of it could be through injuries. Why would God cause a man to be born like this and then turn around and say, you can't serve in my priesthood because of this deformity? Because it wasn't his will for them to be born that way. Are you with me? Now, people talk about the perfect body, the perfect physique. There really is no such thing in the sense of no flaws. Because everything on this planet has been affected by the curse. And a baby's born and they say, is the baby healthy? Yeah, baby's perfect. Well, you put them under the microscope and you'll find out one eye is a little bit bigger than the other. One arm's a little bit longer than the other. Maybe you didn't even notice it. Maybe you can't even see it. Why? Because our body's been affected by the curse. So there really is no such thing as a perfect body in the sense of no flaws, everything symmetrical. God made Adam and Eve that way. They were that way. But since sin and the curse, we've all been affected. But the diseases and the deformities, he said, would disqualify. Now, you know, you hear that? People got quiet on that, didn't they? Why? Well, there's a lot of stuff that has been taught that simply is not true. People talk about somebody who's deformed, somebody's this problem or that, and people say, well, God made them that way. He made them special. Well, they are special, but it's not the deformity that makes them so. Are you with me now? They are special. But we need to watch our language lest we try to say God did it. It pleased him to make the deformity. It pleased him to place the disease. That's not right. I said that's not right. It's not true. Now, this reason is number 28. We're sure it's God's will for all of us to be healed because we are God's priests. Aren't we? In these days, only Aaron's family were the priests. But the Bible tells us in Revelation 1, don't turn there, but Revelation 1, 5, Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, he has loved us, he washed us from our sins in his own blood, and he has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. Revelation 5:10 says, he's made us to our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Are we his priests? Did he change from the Old Testament? Now back then, he didn't want any blemishes, any disease, any deformities in his priests. But now he's changed, and he's okay with blemishes and deformities and diseases all through the priesthood. He did not change. I said he has not changed. He has not changed. It is still his will that his priests be healed and clean and whole. Well, what if my body's not that way? Believe for it to become that way. Now, we'll see more in our next point right here in Leviticus 22. You were there in 21. Go to 22. 22. This goes right along with this, and yet it's different as well. In 22 and 21. Well, let me back up. Let's see. 19. Talking about the offerings. Verse 18. He was talking to Aaron and his sons. How many know that priests offer sacrifices? They bring offerings. And in verse 19, he told them, you shall offer at your own will a male, what's the next two words? Without blemish, of the beeves, of the sheep, or of the goats. But whatsoever has a blemish, you shall not offer it. It shall not be acceptable for you. He went on to say the latter part of 21, it'll be perfect to be accepted. Somebody say accepted. There shall be no blemish therein. Blind or broken or maimed or having a wind or scurvy or scabbed. You shall not offer these to the Lord, nor make an offering by fire of them upon the altar to the Lord. Verse 24, you shall not offer to the Lord that which is bruised or crushed or broken or cut, neither shall you make any offering thereof in the land. Neither from a stranger's hand shall you offer the bread of your God of any of these, because their corruption is in them, their blemishes be in them, they shall not be accepted for you. Was it okay to bring diseased animals for offerings and sacrifices? Turn to Romans, the 12th chapter. I'm going to read some more of this to you. Romans, the 12th chapter. He said, don't bring anything that is blemished or diseased or damaged or deformed. I'm going to read Malachi 1 to you while you're going to Romans 12. He said, you offer polluted bread on my altar. And you say, where have we polluted you? He said, you say the table of the Lord is contemptible. You offer the blind for sacrifice. Is it not evil? You offer the lame and the sick. Is it not evil? Offer it to your governor. Will he be pleased with you? He said, give it to them. See if they like it. Verse 11, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. In every place incense shall be offered to my name, a pure offering. Somebody say pure offering. For my name will be great among the heathen, says the Lord of hosts. But you have profaned it in that you say the table of the Lord is polluted. The fruit, even his meat, is contemptible. You said, what a weariness it is. You've snuffed at it. You brought that which is torn and lame and sick. You have brought an offering. Should I accept this of your hand, says the Lord. He already said in the other scripture, I will not accept it. It is not acceptable to me. We saw it about three times. It is not. What made him not acceptable? He did receive lambs and goats and sheep, didn't he? Calves. It's not that he just didn't want a calf or a lamb. What made him unacceptable? The disease, the deformity, the corruption.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, No Sickness in Him, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002T. That's R2002T. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.